Hey, I'm Scott and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today I'm going to go over a nice, a good question, or rather a comment that somebody made a couple days ago. She wrote, if someone with an average income is better off in a foreign country because they can buy themselves a better standard of living. It is a really interesting question. Reuters asked the question once, and economists were divided on the issue. And I actually looked up this Reuters article, and I don't know that. I think for some people, moving abroad is a great thing, and it's a worthwhile thing. It saves them money. They have a better standard of living. But I think there are many people who they can't handle maybe the quality that they're going to get in a foreign country, or the fact that they're going to have to pay more for quality, or that they're going to have to pay more for a particular brand. And I don't know that it's I don't know how I feel about this question. Do you really live better in a foreign country than you do in the U.S. or in Europe? Because it's the standard of living is a little bit lower. I got news for you. The standard of living in Thailand is the cost is going up. I've seen where some people think that Malaysia is the best place to live, Singapore is the best place to live, and then places in Europe are the best place to live. But generally, you're going to pay more money to live in these places. And I think it's just a matter, there's an intangible here that we don't think about. And that intangible is how you feel when you're in a particular place. And if you feel better, then that's all that really counts. Even if your standard of living is not a whole lot better, but it's a little cheaper or whatever it is, whether you're paying more for the same quality back home, whatever it is, however the equation works out. Now, one thing that has been a problem in the United States lately is the immigration issue, and quite frankly, I'm of the opinion that if you come into the country illegally and you have kids, just because those kids are born in the U.S., they shouldn't be legal. They're illegal immigrants, just like the person who came in illegally. And thus, they should be thrown the fuck out of the country. And I'm sorry, but here's something that, this is a little off topic, but I think that when it comes to this sort of thing, the United States government tries to appeal and appeal to everyone and to appease everyone. And I think that you cannot make everybody happy. What's the saying? You can make some of the people happy some of the time, but you can't make all of the people happy all of the time. And I think that's definitely true. Now, though, more and more Americans are moving to foreign countries. They are actually even giving up their passports. And American professionals are living all over the world. They're living in London, in Hong Kong, Singapore, Tokyo. It says in this article that there are emerging market boomtowns like Nairobi, Yangon, Manila. I think Yangon is a place that it has a huge potential. But until the government is 100% sound, or at least, say, 95% sound, I don't know that I would want to do business there. What else this article says, some other things it says is, what you might know is the United States sends far fewer skilled professionals abroad as a share of its population than other rich countries like Britain or Germany. I never had a problem with living in the U.S., but now that I'm on the outside looking in, there are a large number of problems Now, there are a good number of problems in the U.S. that are serious, serious problems. One is the racial problem between blacks and whites. Immigration is another one. Taxes and who's going to pay more and who should pay more and this kind of thing is another one. And then also the fact that it seems like the United States has become a bit of a police state. I don't like that because I don't like anybody telling me what to do. Because to tell you the truth, I know that when you live as a society, there needs to be rules and guidelines and boundaries. However, I was born on this planet as a human being just like everybody else, and I don't believe that anybody should have any control over me, any more control over what I say or what I do or where I go than any other person on the planet. I think when it comes to laws, I can understand that. You know, you can't go around killing people and assume you're going to get away with it, because if everybody did that, there'd be complete anarchy in the world, and the world would just be a mass clusterfuck. And so I can understand, you know, working with authorities and abiding by society's laws. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is when countries or governments tell you how to live. Or tell you what you can put into your body or whatever. For those of you who don't know, I'm pro-choice on just about everything. Now, when it comes to something like abortion, I personally think that a woman should have the choice to do what she wants. I would hope that they would never get in that position, though, because I think that that's a horrible choice to have to make. However, I think you should still have the choice. And this is the thing. I should have the choice and the freedom to be able to go where I want, go when I want, and to be able to say pretty much whatever I want, as long as it doesn't cause irreparable damage to somebody or their reputation. And, you know, the United States is a huge place, and there's bound to be problems there. I don't think you're ever going to have a country without problems, and the United States basically is like 50 little countries, and, you know, that's a huge amount to overcome, a huge amount of problems to overcome. You have regional problems, you have local problems, you have national problems, you have federal problems. I think it's just a huge number of problems to overcome. And you cannot expect a country to be perfect. But I do think that people are getting fed up with the way that the government treats them. But that's not to say that other governments are not the same. Now, I'm just reading into this article again, and it says, there's a fact that the U.S. retirees can stretch their savings much farther in warm weather middle-income countries like Mexico or Costa Rica than they can at home. By allowing U.S. retirees to access their Medicare benefits abroad, we might lighten the load of caring for older Americans while giving workers in poor countries a big economic boost. The costs associated with caring for Americans suffering from dementia already exceed $157 billion per annum, according to the 2013 study by the RAND Corporation, and that number will soon climb to dizzying heights. Most of this amount reflects the cost of caregiving, a field that has plenty of qualified labor in poor countries. Can you think of a more pleasant form of entitlement reform than allowing U.S. senior citizens to live out their lives in beachfront splendor? I certainly can't. Okay, well, this goes into one of the videos two of the videos that I just recently did about being cared for and dying in Thailand, and can you is it possible to find good care here for when you're getting older? Is it possible to find an aide or a nurse or somebody that can take care of you when you're older if they're not a family member? Or, you know, the guy that wrote the message was not talking about a family member. He's saying if you're completely alone, can you find someone that will take care of you? And the answer is yes, and you can do so for cheaper than in the U.S. or in the West, we'll say. You generally can do so for cheaper than in the West. You're still going to have to pay, though, and it's still not necessarily cheap, but you can do so. And I think that is that's a huge plus. The other thing is that, for instance, in Thailand, the food is much cheaper. If you are dining out on street food, you will find food that is 50 cents, a dollar, and it's a filling meal. So if you don't have a lot of money, you can stretch your money that way. Now, if you go into a grocery store and you peanut butter in the grocery is like $6. Okay, that's slightly cheaper than in the West, in most cases. Cheese tends to be quite expensive in Thailand. Now, many of the foods are cheaper than in the West, but there are some foods, especially those that are imported, they're always going to be more than in the West. So it really depends on how you eat and how you allocate your funds, where they go. Because if you want to eat on the street every single day, then you can eat for next to nothing. But if you're going to want to go to the grocery, and I'll tell you, I go to the grocery quite often. I go every other day, I go to the grocery. And it adds up, you know. I mean, I hear these people saying, oh, I can spend $100 a month and eat. And well, you know, I'm not talking about starving, and I'm not talking about doing without. Nobody wants to move somewhere and say, well, yeah, I can live, but I'm going to have to do without. If you have to, you have to. But, you know, nobody wants to. Now, something else to consider is that if you move abroad, well, you still need to file taxes. In a country like Thailand, there is a treaty that allows you to not pay any taxes on anything up to $95,000 a year, and that is that's a huge plus. You still need to file taxes, like I said, so it's important. But you know, when it comes down to this, to getting back to this question, if someone with an average income is better off in a foreign country, I definitely matters which country you're in. And second of all, it matters how that person wants to live. I get messages from people telling me they can live off of $200 a month. They've got a piece of land. They've got a house, and they can live off of $200 a month. I get messages from people saying they can live off of $500 a month. But I also get messages from people saying if you really want to be comfortable and have a progressive lifestyle where you are covered with just about everything, and that means you have medical insurance, you go to the dentist regularly, if something happens, you have money in the bank, you fly back to the U.S. or to the Europe once a year or once every 2 or 3 years, something like that, all that adds up. Visas, they add up. If you don't have a retirement visa or a permanent residency or something like that, it's going to cost you if you have to go out of the country. So while there are certainly benefits from moving abroad, I'm not quite sure just how beneficial it is. For me, it was more, like I said, it was more about the feeling I got being in a different country, living an exotic lifestyle, being in a foreign land and living a different lifestyle. It's about how I feel in this country. It's not necessarily about how I feel in the United States either, because I didn't really feel bad. I was stressed out, but I didn't feel bad, like, oh, this country sucks. I've never felt that way. And I'm sure that there are people who do feel that way now, but that's not to say that everyone feels that way. And I think that I think it's just it's the reason that the economists are divided on whether you can live better on an average income in a foreign country is because it's a personal, it's an individual matter. It's an individual process that you have to go through to live in a foreign country. And people live differently. Some people, they don't mind living in a tiny little apartment that costs them next to nothing, and they read a book, and maybe they go out once a week, and they spend very little money. They eat the same thing all the time, or they eat the same type of food all the time, or they eat street food all the time, and they spend very little money. So, and then there are the people who, you know, they go out and they go grocery shopping, and they spend $150 on groceries, okay, every once in a while. And that's me. I mean, you know, I go out and buy groceries because I don't want to have to constantly go out and buy food off the street for my kids. And also, I get tired of eating noodles and rice, and I get tired of eating the same thing all over the time, all the time. So there are many things to consider, and I think that this is a very complex issue. I don't think this is the kind of issue that's black or white where you can just say, oh yeah, yeah, it's better. If you only have an average income, you should just go live in this just different country. I think there are places in the U.S. and in Europe that you can live for cheaply or cheaper, and you can live a very good life. So, I don't know, I guess I'm the Switzerland of this issue. I'm with Switzerland. I'm neutral. I think that it can go both ways, and it really is up to the individual. You can live in Montana somewhere, or North Dakota, or West Virginia, wherever, places out in the country or something like that, and things are cheaper, and the lifestyle is slower. It's more like maybe what it is in here in Asia. So, anyway, that's all I got for now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, let jerkin mai.